Welcome to Front Row Geeks, episode 53. Yeah, it's 53. And this is going to be in contrary to what you're going to hear pretty soon. Because, in fact, the recording you're listening to was the 49th episode that we recorded. But, you know, with a lot of the back and forth we've had the last few weeks with... We moved some episodes around here and there. So, this one was the 49th recorded, but we're just releasing it now. So in this episode, you're going to hear a little bit of some backward stuff, some stuff that was a little more in the past. We get into Civil War, the newest trailer that came out, which is funny because in like 3 weeks that movie's coming out now. But this was a month ago when this was recorded, so we were pretty excited at the time. Actually, I'm not even in it. At this point, I was still traveling for the sake of GDC, Game Developers Conference. So, not in it. The crew makes it a point to point that out. But besides the new Civil War trailer, they get into Beetlejuice. They bring up Ryan Reynolds' penis again, because that's what I get for trying to make observations. So I'm stuck with that now. And they talk about the local air show we had here in Tucson, Arizona, and some other local events that have been going on. So I hope you all enjoy the episode. For the next little while, we should have a more regular schedule again. At least once a week, you'll be seeing some episodes pop up, so... Keep your eyes and ears open for that. And I hope you enjoy our episode today. And let's go ahead and get the thing started. Go!
Welcome to Front Row Geeks.
Okay.
We totally are.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Front Row Geeks podcast, episode number 49.
49.
We're almost at 50.
Almost at 50.
See, I don't think... Will Eddie be here next week?
I don't know.
That'll be great if we can record episode 50 without him.
That would be... He would be so sad.
Sorry, buddy. You better make it here next
better
week.
Better be here next week.
Yep. So we got a couple of special guests here. We've got... First off, let's introduce the regulars. We got Kage Palazzo over here.
Yep, yep.
We got me, Deadly Sodium. We have two special guests.
Crater Maker.
Yes, and...
Starving Cartoonist.
Starving Cartoonist. Yes, awesome. And one of the ideas that was put forth is we're drinking tonight as well, so...
If there's any doubt, we're, you know...
Oh, yeah.
Rarely we are doing this without drinks.
Oh, yeah, obviously. So we're going to tell... Everybody's going to say what drinks that they're drinking right now. So, starting with Starving Cartoonists, because...
I am drinking a Jameson Manhattan with sweet vermouth and, like, five cherries.
And like, awesome. A giant glass. It's like
a big old glass. It is not Manhattan size. It's, like...
It's a Coca-Cola glass.
Yeah, it's a Coca-Cola glass.
It's
yeah.
A good one.
All right. Kage,
what's your let's drink? See. I just finished a Not Your Father's Root Beer.
Yes.
And then I have this other concoction, which has Coke Zero in it, and I have no idea what else is in there.
That would be spiced rum. I'm not sure.
Spiced rum. So I got basically spiced rum and Coke Zero.
Yep. All right. I'm double-fisting a BB and Coke.
Woohoo!
BB and Coke Zero, and a gin and tonic.
With lime.
In a Pikachu.
With lime, yeah. In a Pikachu glass. And the other one's in a Coke glass. So
yeah, yeah.
I've got both of them in my hands, so.
Good choice.
And earlier, Crater Maker was drinking, but...
Yeah, I went on a diet, so now I have to, like...
So now he has to not...
The saddest diet anyone can be on.
The diet that...
The diet that does not have alcohol.
Well, I didn't want to make a...
I'm on the Gary Busey diet.
Oh.
Yeah. All
I have nothing but alcohol.
All alcohol and teeth. All right. So, there's a
Hello,
few...
pants.
Stupid. I hated those commercials.
Anyway. Hello,
so, there's a couple of topics that we got to bring up. And
do
the
we?
Very first one... Yes. Yes, we do. The very first one that I'd like to bring up is the new Civil War trailer. I'm sure you've seen it, right?
I've seen it like twice.
Okay, okay. Have you seen the new
Civil War?
Yes, okay, so everybody's seen.
Will you shut up?
Yes. Seriously, stop fucking.
Get O'Rourke not to die here.
Okay.
No so, dying on podcasts. That's actually a cardinal rule.
Everybody here has seen the new Civil War trailer.
Yes.
Initial first impressions. Let's go. Let's go.
Spider-Man
does whatever a spider can. No,
which apparently is stealing Cap's shield. So, you know, it's not the Daily Planet. It's I can't remember.
Bugle,
the Daily Bugle. So it's like you'll have a picture of that little pose he has with Cap's shield, and it'll be like,
yeah,
you know, it'll be just like Spider Man steals World War II veterans' shield.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Damn you, JJ! And the moment
he joins Iron Man's team.
Well, that's actually canon.
I know, but like, still, it's like, yes. I'm enjoying the new Civil War. I enjoyed the new Civil War trailer.
You'll probably enjoy it better because they might be doing a continuation, possibly.
Ooh.
Because Fox and Marvel have made up.
Mm.
So. They
finally put their differences aside.
Yep.
Wait a minute.
They acted like civilized human beings.
They do.
Fox did.
Yeah. So that means...
Fox did,
yes.
That means X-Men?
Yes.
Yes.
I love really X-Men. Complicated.
Which is unfortunate because it happened now, and Civil War was already done filming because the X-Men had a huge impact in Civil War, but...
Exactly.
But now...
Because it's the X-Men.
Exactly.
And yes. Okay.
Superhuman, okay. You know...
I'm
Registration
waiting.
Act? What? Mutants? What?
Yeah.
What? Oh, Mutants?
What was the name of the group? There was this group of, I want to say teenage mutants that actually started Civil War.
Were they ninjas and turtles?
No. It was...
let me look. Oh my god. Yes. I am so glad that Marvel and Fox kind of made up because seriously,
it's about time.
I love the X-Men. I absolutely love the X-Men. These most recent X-Men movies are by far they're up there with my favorite superhero movies along with the new Captain America movies, which are amazing. I love the Captain America. And then The Guardians of the Galaxy was obviously, really, really good, too.
That really propelled the entire,
Yeah. I love it. I absolutely love it. I'm happy. I'm now super happy that X-Men and... it's gonna get justice.
It's gonna get justice.
Yes.
So the first movie that they put their name on, at least Disney did...
Yeah.
...was Deadpool.
Yeah.
Disney put their name on it?
Yeah, if you wait till the very end of the movie, you'll see Marvel Studios in the alongside Fox's label.
Wow.
So, they came to terms during the filming.
That's kind of interesting. That is probably...
And gave it its blessing.
Deadpool is now...
A Disney movie.
Well, it's still a Fox movie.
The only rated R Disney movie, kind of, technically.
Well, I wouldn't call it a Disney movie. It's kind of like all the... Civil War is going to be still a Marvel movie, but...
Right.
When the Spider-Man solo movie comes out, it's still going to be Sony creating it.
Yeah, it's still going to be
Sony. But the creative forces... in charge of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Will be assisting.
Yeah, they'll basically have to, you know...
They will try to make it one big continuity and now instead of just doing their own shit.
Which is good.
It's very good.
Because that's the thing. I don't understand how Marvel got away with, all of that. Not Marvel got away with it. I don't understand how studios... We're sitting there going, we're going to take part of Marvel, and we're going to take part of Marvel, and we're going to take part of Marvel.
Well, at the time, Marvel didn't have the ability to make their own movies, so they had to sell it to other distributors. And unfortunately for us, they were for 25, 30 years.
Wait a minute.
And that's the thing is, though, that's what initially got superhero movies going, was them selling the rights to make the movies.
All right, he's telling you to shut up.
No, I'm waiting for him to finish.
But they originally sold the rights to make the movies, because they needed income, because Marvel wasn't in a super great place. Because
no, at the time.
They were, you know, not huge into making movies, so they weren't making money with that.
Right.
Comic sales kind of, it's a struggling dropped, market yeah. now because everything is going digital and all that stuff, and that was around the time that was starting. But
and they released Judge Dredd.
So, yeah, they didn't have a huge market on that. But
the one was
that's
still
actually, that's actually them selling, like, Spider-Man and X-Men is what really kickstarted the superhero movie market. So
that's true.
Yeah.
If they hadn't have done that, then there wouldn't be any of this here. But the problem is now that they finally have their own stuff after merging with Disney, making a huge turnaround in what they're... able to make.
I think it was it wasn't an Iron Man that kind of kicked it all off.
The Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah.
Yes, because before that, the one
the
Universal
Incredible Hulk was.
You can't. They can't actually make a solo Incredible Hulk movie. Marvel can't because Universal, I think, has the solo movie rights.
Is it Universal or Warner Brothers?
No, Universal.
Okay,
because. They made the, I think it was Edward Norton one?
Yeah,
yes.
The Incredible Hulk.
Yep.
Yeah, and which is technically canon in the whole thing, but
just
they
minus
changed...
Minus Edward Norton.
Yeah,
minus
Edward Norton, because they changed
he's
the
such a
hard
actor to work with, apparently.
I love
he's
Edward
a...
Norton, but yeah. He is such a bitch sometimes.
He is a method actor through and through, so...
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, I think we strayed too far from the point, though.
Yeah.
What do you think about the new Civil War trailer?
It's
what was
cool.
Good?
It's awesome.
Seriously. Isn't it badass? Like, isn't it awesome? Like, badass awesome.
I enjoyed
it. Like, Winter Soldier is actually one of my favorite Marvel movies because of how well done, like, perfectly executed and well done it was. Like, it's such a good movie. And then this, if this new one... doesn't, like, if this new one is along the same lines as Winter Soldier was, unless, like, for the Avengers 2, I liked the Avengers 2, but I didn't like it as much as the first.
Oh, yeah,
Avengers
the first
movie.
Avengers was amazing.
Was wonderful. It was great. It was such a good, like, healthy, you know, it was good. It was a great movie. And then you had the original Captain America, and then Captain America Winter Soldier was by far better than the first Avenger. The first Captain America movie.
Yeah.
By far better. And then you have... I hope it continues the trend of being even better. Like, I want this new one to be better.
Well, this is the the second movie of Phase 3, so...
Yes.
Because they kicked it off awesome with Ant-Man.
Yeah.
I really think
oh.
Ant-Man was amazing.
Well, then maybe I should watch Ant-Man before I watch this
You
movie.
Haven't
Are you
seen
not
Ant-Man?
Ant-Man?
Wait, no, yeah, actually, I haven't. That's the thing.
What?
Really? Yeah.
I totally thought you'd seen Ant-Man.
No, I actually haven't.
Oh,
Ant-Man's
why?
Actually pretty awesome.
It is.
That's actually the only one out of all of the Marvel, out of all of the recent Marvel movies that I haven't seen.
Why?
It's really amazing.
Why?
It
no,
really
it's not.
It
why, it's just I haven't gotten around to it yet.
You should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if you're
going to
see
now.
Captain
just
America.
It, pick it up on Blu-ray and watch it.
Yeah, I'll pick it up on Blu-ray.
You gotta watch it in 3D.
In 3D.
In 3D.
Oh yeah, we do.
Yo yo yo, you got 3D VCO.
PS4 does 3D.
Yep, PS4 does 3D, so we're
perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like, all the little tiny him running through a shower and through the carpet and shit.
Whoa.
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 No, all right. It's serious. That's an amazing one.
Okay, good. Well, I heard it's... I mean, I know it's awesome. It's just, like I said, I just haven't gotten around to it. And you guys, we don't have it, so...
Yeah, I was thinking about getting it, but...
yeah.
I was...
In 3D.
In 3D.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll find it. I'll find it. We'll get it.
Just
do it! Just do it!
Do it!
Do
it! Still coming back. Why? How is this so going on so long that it's coming back again?
Because it's just...
Yeah, the Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf.
It
yeah,
just never
yeah.
But just, it'll never die. He's gone to a whole different level. He's just gone from like, hey, I'm weird sitting in a room with a bag over my head. And
you're
not,
cussing
not...
too much in iRobot.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
He went from like, but like ever since that.
Was he
in
iRobot, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was the kid who cussed too much.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who Will Smith always told, stop cussing and go home.
It was a minor role, but.
Oh.
Yeah.
Anyways, ever since that, what was it, the copyright thing where he was accused of like. straight up copying someone's, I think it was a movie script or something.
Hmm.
But anyways, so after that whole incident, I think he went, like, just,
excuse me,
off the deep end, but it's gotten so off the deep end that it's gotten interesting and gone, like, in a completely different direction. Kind of like if Miley Cyrus,
Miley Cyrus. I have a stylus. I will call it Miley.
Yes.
It's kind of like Miley Cyrus, how she was just like, oh, Disney contract done. I'm going to be weird with it. No, he kind of
She didn't become weird. She became
crazy,
terrible.
Like, I'm gonna
Let's face it. Terrible.
Well,
like,
from what I've heard, it's actually when she was in her, like, childhood acting under Disney, it was such a strict contract. They had to, you know, tell her how her hair had to be because she was Hannah Montana. How to like, what was family friendly because it was Disney, and so, you know, having grown up with that, she didn't have the freedom. So I think that after all of that, this is her way of kind of rebelling from that
Amish.
She grew up Amish. Yeah. And
Disney Amish.
And now that she has her own, I think that's probably the biggest problem with Disney's teen actors, like, or kid actors that grow up to be, you know, adults, is they kind of have been
lashed out.
Yeah, they've been dumbed down to this point where they just want to lash out after it's all done because they don't want to be family friendly.
I'm free.
Yeah, they don't want to have to watch every single word they say in public. They want to, you know, throw out the F-bomb or something. But
God, I wish Justin Bieber had a Disney contract, because that would at least explain his behavior.
Dude, I gotta tell you something I heard recently. I heard Justin Bieber is moving to Vail. As in, south of Tucson, Vail.
Oh, really?
As in, not in my backyard? As in, like, not gonna happen?
I was
sign,
like,
the petition.
Really
sign the petition.
I was like, I really don't know if it's legit or not. It seemed like it was from a legit news source, but
I'm gonna be honest with you guys.
What?
As much as I don't like Justin Bieber and his personality, his latest album was pretty legit.
Yeah.
Gotta thank Skrillex and Diplo for that, though.
Yeah.
It's all thanks to Skrillex.
Yeah. But no, like, his most recent album was actually
pretty good.
It was pretty good. Yeah. It was pretty good. I'm not gonna lie.
We'll give him that.
I'm okay with that.
Which I
will give him that.
I'm kind of hoping that he just stops being a douche. I mean, I heard that he tried to turn everything around because he was having problems with
his mother. Because nobody's buying
his album. Because he was, I mean, a douche.
Well, when he was a douche, he had just tons of followers. Look at Chris Brown. He goes and beats a woman, and, oh, yeah, here's a new album deal, and here's more music, and just, like everyone's still following him. It's like,
yeah. Or R. Kelly.
Yeah, it's
gonna piss on you.
Trip, trip, trip.
Okay, but that's not... Okay.
Anyways.
Wow. Anyways.
So, Civil War to piss on you.
Yeah.
How did we get to here?
Tangent. Anyway.
All right, let's get back on track.
Anyway, but no, that's actually pretty... I don't know, Justin Bieber... I think Justin Bieber will spend a lot and help out the Tucson economy a little bit, you know?
Civil War.
Just saying. Civil War. Anyway, Civil War.
Justin Bieber's
fans.
You exceeded your 1 minute Bieber talk.
That was seriously too much of that. I'm feeling dirty now. I need to go take a shower. Or something.
Please do so.
Anyway.
We'll drink your drink for you.
No, I'm okay with this drink.
All right, cool. But anyway, Civil War.
Oh, yeah, it's already done.
So we got Black Panther.
Oh, yes!
Amazingly badass in this one.
Amazingly.
Like, he just, like, there's one scene where he's just taking fire from a helicopter, and he's just like, what?
Yeah.
What are you going to do about it?
What are you going to do about it? It's not like I'm Quicksilver.
Like, seriously.
Yeah. Aww. Aww. That's right.
Too soon?
Just Sweden.
Wow.
I mean, he had to kill somebody.
At least he didn't get into the Ultimate series. Like,
anyone in the original Avengers movie, though.
That would be... Actually, yeah, he did.
Coulson.
Phil Coulson.
Oh, well, he wasn't...
He killed, in like, quotation marks, because yeah, everybody knows Phil Coulson's alive. Yeah. He killed Phil Coulson in the original
Well, he was an important character, actually, when you think about it, because he's...
Yeah, he's a pivotal character.
He linked everyone coming in. He was in the original Iron Man, so...
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know...
The original Iron Man,
it wasn't,
Thor,
like, actually
Captain
killing
America.
A major, like, player, but it was still killing
he
a character.
He wasn't in Captain America, though. Wasn't he just he? Mentioned that he was a big fan of Captain America.
I don't think so, because at the end...
No, yeah, you're right, he wasn't. He was in Thor, though.
He was in Thor, absolutely.
Pretty heavily involved in Thor.
Yeah, and I think...
And in Iron Man, too.
It was just Nick Fury.
Yeah, just Captain Nick America Fury. Was just Nick Fury.
Because he escaped from the base at the end because he was unfrozen and everything.
Which
and
is...
He's just like, oh, he's getting out of here.
Which, come to think about it, in Winter Soldier, it kind of sucks that he's not there.
Well, that's the thing.
Because
they
already found out.
Oh, but they went and made the TV series, and they...
Yeah,
I'm not going to spoil it, because you haven't seen it, and you haven't seen it, but...
Sorry.
Yeah,
I've seen the first, like, eight episodes.
I've seen the first two seasons.
I've seen the first eight episodes.
The problem is that they don't want to link the two. I mean, they've had appearances from, like, I think Lady Sif in
From
Thor,
from the Thor, yeah.
Yeah, and... maybe one other character, but, like, they don't seem to want to link from the TV show back to the movies.
Well,
other than, like,
a few references.
I think that's a really good idea, though, because if you think about it, like, for example, Kingdom Hearts was actually really bad with this. Remember how you had Kingdom Hearts 1, 2, and 3, but between 2 and 3, they released Kingdom Hearts on the DS. I didn't buy the DS game. I played Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2, but, like, between 2 and 3, there was that storyline that was kind of missing, and that was on the DS. Or maybe it was between 1 and 2 or something like that. But I could see that, like, if Marvel did that between movies, they had this big old storyline in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and somebody didn't watch it.
Well, that's the thing, though. Like, it's linked, but they won't actually bring characters from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. to the big screen, it seems like. And I think a lot of those would be vital players in that, but, like, especially in Civil War, but, because like, you guys haven't seen it, so you can't really understand why, but, like, there's a part in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. that is linked to Age of Ultron, but they don't mention why at all.
No.
It's just like, oh.
It's just a thing that is there.
You're just like, oh, this is here, and they're like, how'd that happen? Well, if you watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., you'd be like, oh!
Well, I've seen enough of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. to know why Winter Soldier was the way it was.
Yeah, it's, that's the fall of S.H.I.E.L.D., which is,
yeah,
like, when Hydra takes over.
Yeah.
Or, they,
attempt to.
Thing.
Yeah,
well,
they did a pretty good job.
Yeah, but the whole thing blew up, and so it's now just two splintered organizations, which...
Hail Hydra.
Hail Hydra.
Hey! Hail Hydra.
Yeah, right? We gotta join the winning team. Red Skull, come on now.
Yeah. it would have been interesting, like you had said, with
Nazi
that,
enabler.
With Deadpool being linked to Disney, they could have actually used Hydra Bob if...
Well,
they had gotten the permission.
Had you not noticed, but there was the final act of that movie,
yeah,
took place on a...
Oh, yeah.
Down
shield on the
carrier.
On the shield carrier. That's,
yeah,
exactly
carrier.
What I noticed.
Yeah, and they had Bob, but they didn't call him Hydra Bob. They didn't, like, notice that
Hydra
he was...
Bob?
It was Eddie.
That's
Eddie
mostly Hydra Bob, yeah.
Eddie
yeah.
didn't notice that, remember?
I know, he didn't notice,
like,
that at
it
all.
Was actually in a podcast a couple of weeks ago. I mean, a couple of,
a
weeks
couple
ago.
A couple of weeks ago on a podcast.
Yeah, we
yeah.
mentioned it in the podcast.
He goes, I did not know that.
Yeah. I didn't realize that. And we're like,
duh, how could you not notice that?
I mean, what was falling down? Like, what?
You were not
out?
Seeing the turbines?
Yeah, the turbines and everything. He's like, oh, no, I didn't see any of that. I was so engrossed in looking for Ryan Reynolds' junk.
Which is the whole reason why Eddie wanted to see that entire movie, was to see Ryan
to
Reynolds
see Ryan
junk.
Reynolds junk, apparently.
Which we didn't.
Which we technically did.
Well, yeah, technically, no, technically we did a little bit.
When,
yeah,
the, when yeah, the hospital was burning down.
Yeah.
That whole scene, I was like, yeah, no, don't
and
do it.
And there it
don't
is, and you're like, that's it.
Don't and I saw it, and Eddie was like, and I saw it, like, it was just kind of there. I was like, no, don't, no. Oh, and Eddie was like, I was actively looking for it and I couldn't find it.
Well, all right.
Well, we know where it. Josh's interest lies.
No, that was Eddie.
That was Eddie.
Oh, Eddie's.
Well,
Eddie is apparently straight as an arrow. Which,
yeah. Oh no, he is. He is.
He's like, I could not see the dick, and everyone else is all like,
we were like,
it was there!
It was there! We know it was there! It was at the end of it!
It was like,
at least it's not The Watchmen, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
That was
one of
those movies.
I was all like,
this movie is really serious.
And then there's
fact,
blue.
That was
actually the point that I brought up. I didn't want to see Ryan Reynolds' junk because I already got enough of Dr. Manhattan's junk and freaking
CGI junk.
It was CGI junk, though.
Yeah, so it was Ryan Reynolds' junk.
Like,
even
worse.
You know what the sad part about that is? You know that there's someone who was in charge of that. They're like,
I want to let you know that out of everybody here in this, you know, CG department,
you're
the one who's going to have to model
the dick
of Dr. Manhattan, and he's going to be like,
make sure it looks realistic.
Make sure it's realistic.
I'll work on it night and day.
And then,
do you want us to call Ron Jeremy? Do you need...
guy who's supervising over him is like, it could be a little more veiny.
It's very static. You should make it just like hang.
It needs to
add
some
gravity force.
Like, why are we talking about this? Dr. Manhattan hangs dong. You gotta see it. Like the dude, like in the voice, it's Danny DeVito. It's like, the dude hangs dong.
What?
So,
I don't know why I thought of Danny DeVito saying
I don't
it,
know,
but
we're just going to let it we're gonna
okay.
Let that
anyway,
slide.
Anyway, so what's our other topic for the night?
Civil War is going to be awesome. May 3rd.
Oh, yeah,
it's
going
to
be amazing.
Anyway.
We were going to discuss, we should discuss GDC. Briefly, because I don't know much about it. And
I don't know much about it either. Other than we know that both
Eddie
and Ashton Omega David are both there.
Let's just go.
And yeah, David were both there.
And David were there.
Which is why there was no Friday stream.
It's the Game Developers Conference. That's what it stands for. Eddie's been going for...
Wait.
Gosh, like seven years? Something like that. I think it was 7 years. This is his sixth or seventh year going,
so
I think.
Where is it?
So
it's in San Francisco. So he does actually now. He's been going. Yeah, you know, he's been going for a while. He's actually now part of GDC. Like he does setup and he actually goes in there. But what he does is he networks, because that was actually his dream, is to be a video game developer. So
nice.
That
was mine too.
When he comes back, we'll.
We'll talk more about
info.
It.
We'll probably have
an entire podcast of just him and GDC. So.
Oh, he'll love it. He'll talk about it all the time. Whole day. That'll be fine. We'll be okay with it. Because it is actually a very integral part of this business.
Absolutely.
What he wants to do.
Yes.
You know, essentially.
Yes.
So.
But we don't really have much to talk about.
Because I haven't been there, and I don't know.
Yeah, none of us have been there, so.
So,
yeah.
All right.
And their website's kind of like...
Yeah, website's like, a little...
If you're not a game developer, you know, it might not make a whole lot of sense.
Exactly.
Might not be interesting to you, but...
But we'll talk more about that once they return, so hopefully that'll be next week.
Yeah.
Awesome.
This stuff would already pass by the time this episode gets out.
Oh, yeah.
This weekend... we have the Davis Monthan Air Show.
The Air Show!
The Thunderbirds are, of course, flying.
It always reminds me of that Simpsons episode when they, like, when Sideshow Bob looks at the ad in the air show. Yeah. Like, what kind of buffoon would love the air show, essentially? And it shows, like, the Simpson family, and they're like, yeah, air show! And it shows the pictures, like, of an F-14 with monster truck tires crushing something. Yeah. I always love that. It's like, woo, air show! I want to see an F-14 with monster truck tires crushing something right now.
Who doesn't?
Right? Oh, but the air show is going on, and it's the most badass thing that I cannot go to.
I know.
I've actually never been to an air show.
Oh!
I've seen it from afar.
I've seen many air shows since I was in the Air Force.
Oh, I loved the Air Force, the air shows, man.
The Air Force air shows.
Well, I was in the Air Force, too, for a brief period of time. But the air shows, oh, I loved it. As a kid, it was like the coolest time. Just going to the air show and seeing the Thunderbirds or the Blue Angels or, you know, whoever. Oh, it was so cool.
Is it really loud?
Oh, yeah. Super loud. It's super loud and awesome.
I would have to wear earplugs, but I would still enjoy it.
But I love, like, I love the air shows down here because Davis-Monthan is, like, a huge, like, they have the A-10s.
Yes.
And that's the plane, you know, the main plane. And they, like, one year I went and they did a live, like, ammunition fire demo and everything. Whoa. And so, like, when that freaking minigun goes off in the A-10, which literally the A-10 is built around the gun. Whoa. They designed the gun and they were like, oh, we need a plane that can carry this gun. So then they built the A-10. And so the A-10, when it fires off that gun, you can feel it from the crowd. And they all strafe the flight line.
I sure hope you can't feel that many guns.
No, you'll feel it. Well, no, I mean, like, it'll be across...
You'll feel the gravity of that gun.
It'll be across the runway, but you'll actually feel each impact. Like, when it goes, brrr, and then you, boom, 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 and you get hit. And then, like, when they drop the bombs and everything, I love the air show.
You will get so great. I mean, there is so many deaths.
I'm sorry, I'm going to nerd out with the air show.
Many guns going off and people just dying and people like, this was a good show.
I apologize for that.
Show is considered a dull affair if there aren't at least 4 deaths.
Damn Dothraki Air Force.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry I nerded out a bit on the air show because I fucking love airplanes and shit. Like,
do
it's
you?
So cool.
Do you really?
Like, military stuff.
You like military planes?
Yes.
Pew pew?
Nuh-uh. Really?
What?
No.
What do you mean, really?
Is that why you don't
like Top Gun your favorite movie?
Top Gun is actually... It's up there. It's... to the danger zone.
Kenny Loggins is very
good. I actually, one time I did watch Highway to the music video for Danger Zone.
Oh my god.
You were there. Why you going, oh gosh.
We were playing Grand Theft Auto once.
Oh,
and
that's
Josh.
Right.
Josh is like, boot up this. And he starts playing it and he gets in a plane and it's just flying and doing stupid stunts and it's like,
Highway to the danger zone.
Oh my god. It was the best thing ever because, like, I was flying through downtown Los Santos and I was, like, touching the buildings and launching rockets.
It was
highway to the danger zone. And then I crashed. The song kept going.
That's every time we play Grand Theft Auto 5, it's just, you know, we switch
calamity.
Back to controller back and forth, but every time, you know where Josh is going to go. He's
going
to go
straight to the airport to get a plane.
Every single time.
Because I love planes, I'm sorry. Planes are so cool.
It took him... a while. He thought our controller was broken, and he was just like, why won't the plane fly? Why won't the plane fly?
It
it's like,
was broken.
No, it wasn't.
You were sitting in, like, the passenger
seat.
Yeah,
because why? I don't know how it ended up that I was sitting in the passenger seat of the plane. I pressed triangle to steal the plane, and then all of a sudden I'm in the passenger seat.
The official term for it is the cockpit.
But I wasn't in the cockpit. I was in the passenger seat shooting the cops trying to take off.
The passenger sheet?
Yeah, whatever.
The passenger sheet.
The passenger sheet.
I'm in the passenger sheet.
But, like, I'm sitting there trying to take off and out my... But go, psh, pop, 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 pop. What, like, what am I doing? I'm trying to take off. The cops are going to kill me. And then they blew up my plane and killed me.
See, you know what I like to do every time I get the controller when we're playing Grand Theft Auto 5 is... I like to just go around and punch people.
It's true. Yeah. Yep, yep.
I'm like, every person I look at...
Just look at it like...
It gave me a dirty look. I got up to like three or four stars once just from punching people.
Yeah.
And she just kept walking, punching. And she's evading the cops for like forever. And we're like, how is she even doing that?
Yeah, and she kept walking away. Like, she would just walk away from the cops. She'd be like a three-star. Like, three-star. Like, they have the helicopter, and here she is...
I'm still punching people.
I'm just walking away and punching people.
Punching people, knocking them out.
The cops are taking each other out. It's Grand Theft Auto is one of the best games ever.
I know, and I wasn't even going to like it until like these idiots convinced me to play it.
No. This is the best. I'm sorry, but we do have to go in a little bit of background. Because I've known Creator Maker and Starving Cartoonist for a very, very long time. And
how long has it been?
How long has it been? Like 8 years, something like that?
But I met you through Keith, but...
I've known Keith his whole life.
Yeah,
so me, Keith, it's like...
6 years, maybe?
At most, like 6 years, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Either way, when she first played Grand Theft Auto was the best thing of all time. Because I hate Grand Theft Auto. I don't like Grand Theft Auto. I think it's a bad game. And then she started playing it, and the very first thing she did was steal a fire truck, drive it off of the ledge, and she hit a guy as she was driving over the ledge. And he
caught the bumper.
Yep, he caught the bumper. And then all of a sudden, like, as she drives off of this ledge, you hear, shit!
And the guy's just way out, like, flailing as he's caught on the front of the bumper.
And at that moment, she started dying of laughter.
I'm like, I love this game.
And then she said, I love this game. And then she kept playing it.
So that's how I got into Grand Theft Auto.
So I had to share that story because it was a good story.
It was a good story.
Anyway, we're starting to rant. What else have we got to talk about tonight?
Tomorrow's the Festival of Books.
Oh, yes.
Which is why Review is not here.
Yes, this is why Review is not here. The Festival of Books, that's at that place on Craycroft, right?
The place with the books? Yeah, I don't know.
We used to drop people off at that place all the time.
Place on Craycroft, I'm not sure.
Not on Craycroft, or a country club.
There was a place on Country Club, yeah, that we'd
Had to go in this weird parking lot and you had to drop them
there.
Yeah, that place.
Festival of Books.
Because we used to drop a lot of... We worked for Sunvan and we used to drop a lot of people off over there. So I know... I think I know where it's at.
It is... Okay, let's see.
Hold on. I think it's on Country Club.
Save the date.
Okay, anyway, we're going to talk about the Festival of Books once we do a little research and figure out.
I actually have a friend on Facebook who I found out is going to be...
It says it's at the U of A campus.
...signing copies of his book in the Festival of Books.
Oh, nice. Oh, it's on the campus?
I knew him in high school. He's a really nice guy. I haven't read his book, but it's called Filtered, I believe. But he's a pretty cool guy, so it's probably... And he's pretty smart, so it's probably worth a read.
What's the book called?
It's called Filtered, I think.
Awesome.
Yeah. He was a pretty cool guy, so it's probably worth a read. So, yeah. Check it out.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're welcome for the free advertising, sir.
Yeah. If you would like to donate to our
please go to Front Row Geeks Media.
Yeah. Anyway.
And finally, I would just want to make up is Jeff Dunham is coming tomorrow as well.
That's
really?
Right.
And Review is going to go and see that, so hopefully... on next week, we'll get a little bit of taste of what that's about.
Nice. I heard Jim Jeffries was in town last night.
Yes, he was.
And I also heard that he whipped out his dick.
That's unfortunate.
Wait, who is this?
Jim Jeffries.
I don't think I know who that is. I'm sorry.
He's a comedian. But apparently, the reason why I found out is because a couple of my coworkers went. And one of my coworker, or my manager, or my supervisor, he got front row and center.
Oh, God. So he would know for sure.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
But it was basically, as Jim Jeffries used to do that a long time ago. And then, like, for apparently every show that he did, he used to do that. And now he doesn't anymore because a lot of people have camera phones. Well, so they could record it off of the camera phone. So he yells at people to put it away, put them away.
Oh, okay.
As he has his junk out on display.
Big old Mr. Knish.
Hey, that rhymed. I'm a poet and I didn't even know it.
Le sigh.
Le sigh. Let's see, do we have any of the local events that are coming out?
Not local.
Those are pretty
apparently
much...
they're making a new Tomb Raider movie reboot. It's supposed to be after the 2013 game.
Ooh!
So it should be a little bit more gritty and less...
less boobs. Well, less Angelina Jolie and more awesome. Gosh.
Sweet.
I didn't like Angelina Jolie as Tomb Raider, honestly.
To be fair... At the time that Tomb Raider, the movie, was made with Angelina Jolie, there really wasn't any other actresses who could have portrayed the Tomb Raider that was in the games.
Well, they could have gone for someone that wasn't necessarily a huge name at the time and made success with it. I just don't like Angelina Jolie. I think she's a little...
Yeah.
Something about the lips that look like she's injected just a little bit too much silicone.
You don't like the lips?
Those are her natural lips, I heard.
Yeah, that might be actually.
Like all her baby.
I mean, come on, look at how big my lips are.
Well, I don't know. It's just.
I got big lips. Anyway. Do we have any indications?
Yeah, we know that.
Do we have any indications on who's starring?
No, not yet. It looks like the.
I love the silence. It's great stuff.
The sound of silence.
Come on, bro.
Norwegian filmmaker Roar Uthwang.
Woo!
I'm not even gonna try.
You're not even good gonna name
try
there.
That. Yeah, don't even try that.
Rowan Ruth.
He's gonna be directing that. So
okay.
And awesome. Geneva.
The Geneva
Robert
Council.
What is with these people? The lady. What is with these people?
Fucked up name.
Yeah. How would they name to this?
Like, how do you pronounce G or D W O R E T?
Dwart.
Yeah.
Dwart.
I went to a
Dwart.
College that sounded a lot like that.
Dwart.
Okay,
Dwart.
So
Hogwarts.
So she's going to be on the script duties. I guess that's what it says. So
okay. Okay.
I heard there's another movie that they're doing a sequel to, and that's going to be Beetlejuice.
Oh, yes,
and
Beetlejuice 2.
And Michael Keaton and Winona Ryder.
Yes,
too.
Michael Keaton has agreed.
Yeah.
And Winona Ryder?
Yep.
And Winona Ryder, yeah.
Yes.
All I saw, to be fair, was the news article
yes.
title. I didn't actually
I'm actually pretty excited about that.
That would be very nice to see, actually.
Yeah.
I have to admit, I never saw the original, but I've wanted to for
Oh
a
my god.
What?
I know.
What is
I've
what?
I've never seen the original Beetlejuice, I'm sorry.
All right.
I'm dying.
You need
over
to
here.
See Ant you need shut up. You need to see Ant-Man first before you can show your true disgust.
But it's
just
says Beetlejuice.
His look of just
he's just like, yeah.
But, of course, our viewers at home can't see, but...
Well, the viewers at home, yeah, you would love this face.
Yeah.
You would.
Yeah. Just like, what?
It's just Beetlejuice. It's Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice
okay.
has been around for how long?
I know, but I never saw it. There's a lot of movies I
How
seen.
Is that right? Not right up your alley?
I didn't see the Titanic either.
Nobody cares about Titanic anymore.
Titanic.
Here's
well,
a spoiler. Here's a spoiler. The boat sinks.
Ah,
you want to know about Pearl Harbor too? I'll tell you about Pearl Harbor. The boat sinks.
Lots of people die.
Lots of people die,
yeah,
and
yeah,
the boat
yeah.
sinks.
And Am I wrong in saying that both of those were Leonardo DiCaprio movies?
Yes.
I
don't,
was he Leo?
Yes, was in Pearl Harbor.
I thought it was Matt
Damon. No.
No, that's Matt
Damon. No, that's Josh Hartnett.
Yeah, you're completely confusing.
But it was James Cameron, wasn't it?
IMDb.
There's a lot of
IMDb.
IMDb.
But it was, no, it was, wait, was it James Cameron who did both of them, or was it Leo that did both of them? I can't remember. There's a
James Cameron is the director.
What is it?
The director's actually Michael Bay for Pearl Harbor.
Whoa,
God, Michael Bay.
Stars, it wasn't Matt Damon, I'm sorry. It was Ben Affleck. Ben Beckinsale, Josh Hartnett.
I know Josh Hartnett was in it.
Cuba, I know that Cuba.
Oh,
Ben
yeah.
Jr. was in that as well.
Alec Baldwin. John Voight. Cuba Gooding Jr.
I know what I'm confusing Pearl Harbor with right now. I'm confusing it with The Aviator.
Sure.
Oh, that was such a good movie.
That's what I'm
that
confusing
one.
It with.
Yeah. Oh. That was a good movie.
We already talked about Leo finally winning an Oscar.
Oh, no, we didn't.
God.
Leo won an Oscar.
Leo won his Oscar.
Finally. We never talked about that. Oh, my goodness.
I love his acting so much. I am so thrilled.
He had to almost kill himself in the snow for him to get it.
Totally should have won it for The Departed. Though I'm gonna be serious,
he probably should have won it for a lot of movies, like,
but The Departed,
it just seems like every year he does a good movie, it's
he
like
does a phenomenal
someone
movie.
Else does a good movie, and then they're like
you know, but you're Leo, like, we're gonna go with this person because they've only been nominated once.
It's not like they shafted him on purpose or anything. I don't think, but
now there's who's the big name out now who hasn't won an Oscar? Was it Gary Oldman? Gary Oldman hasn't won an Oscar, so now everybody is talking about how
Gary Oldman is the new Leo.
Is the new Leo because he hasn't won an Oscar for any of his roles.
Oh, man.
Well, Gary Oldman isn't as big in, like, the being the main character like Leo is. Whenever Leo is in the movie, for the most part,
he's like
the main actor. The thing is, for Gary Oldman, he's usually a supporting actor.
It's
kind of like a... He
but there's
a
Oscar
the
for supporting
sixth,
role.
The Fifth Element?
Well,
Fifth
he does
element,
a good job what he does.
He was a villain.
He disappears.
You know,
he disappears in his roles.
He was Commissioner Gordon.
But he
Dracula.
Does
Batman
a good
movies.
Job, though, too.
He did Dracula. He was the main character in Dracula.
He was Dracula.
He was the namesake
right.
of Dracula.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not like he does quite as many as Leo. Leo
he did,
right.
He did Hannibal. He was in Hannibal.
Yeah, he was in Hannibal. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about that.
Yes, you can't really tell because his face is all messed up.
I'm just going to be like making a list, a mental note of all these movies I need to see.
You haven't seen Hannibal?
No.
Oh!
I've seen Silence
of
the Lambs, but
I'm so disappointed. And Red Dragon, despite what everybody says, is a great movie. I loved Red Dragon. I thought that was really good.
Because everybody
was like, oh, Hannibal's in jail. No, Red Dragon is better. I think Red Dragon is one of the best ones.
And
I've said Red Dragon too many times.
I don't even know if I've heard that one.
Red Dragon.
Bro, yum. No, that was an excellent movie.
You know what? I remember people telling me, I know I'm going backwards a little bit, but to Leo... In one of his roles, it was The Wolf of Wall Street. Sorry, this is my second Manhattan, so if I slur, I apologize. But Wolf of Wall Street, I had so many people telling me, it's like pornography, you aren't going to like it. And I watched it, and I actually thought it was really good. Like, it had a lot of, you know, like drug use and that kind of thing, but I thought it was actually really, really good.
If you
recall what
I told you, it wasn't about it's like pornography, because there's not... there's a lot, but there's not that much in it.
Well, that's the thing, though. I had people telling me the opposite.
But
they
it's
said it was
totally
like,
a dude.
That's usually the people that are like focusing just on the pornography.
Yeah,
yeah. It's like, two boobs. There you go. It's porn.
It's totally a dude's movie, though.
Oh, there's Ryan Reynolds' dick.
Really
it's a porn.
And we're back to the
movie. We're back to Ryan Reynolds.
Because it was a great movie, wasn't it? Like, holy cow, Deadpool.
I am
so
still
good.
Really irritated to see children seeing that movie.
Oh, that drives me.
What?
People
are why?
So stupid.
Why
yeah,
do you?
Because people
why?
Are like, it's a Marvel movie. It should come with some kind of warning. I'm like the R.
I don't know. The rated R.
You were paying attention to the fact that it's rated R.
And like the fact that it had such a huge marketing campaign to stress the fact
that
it's
it
rated
not
R,
a kid's
not for
movie.
Children.
Yeah.
Yo!
Wait, let me see. What is it?
Come on, is now.
That,
is, nobody can
is
see
this. Is
this
that post
this,
that I showed you earlier? Oh, it's so great. It's so...
It's just basically a Reddit post where this guy does this huge, long project because his dog is afraid of
going down the stairs. So he creates carpet, like little carpet pads that his dog can walk down on the left-hand side and it provides stability and all this shit.
That's ridiculous.
And he basically goes through this whole process and everything, and he shows that his dog is trying to go down the stairs. He's like, oh, my dog just wants to be carried down the stairs. Look at him licking his lips and everything. And then right at the very end, the dog doesn't care about the pad. He just goes down the fucking stairs without using the little carpet pads. And he's just like, yeah. And the dude's taking pictures. He's like, wait, no. What are you doing? Use this? All my work! It's gone. It's so funny. Especially
but isn't
like
it a chihuahua?
Right,
wouldn't that kind of explain?
It's a little chihuahua.
We're going way off topic.
Sorry.
What was the topic we were on?
We were on the subject of Ryan Reynolds' dick. Are you not paying attention?
Oh, yeah.
That's a hard subject. That's
a hard subject.
Wow. That was a really good comeback, actually. Very good. But no, we were talking about children and seeing Deadpool.
Oh, yeah, seriously. What was the deal? There was literally, I mean, there was a huge
there was the
marketing
petition
campaign.
That was trying to make it PG-13.
Yeah, and all the marketing was showing it as an R-rated
like,
movie.
Like, saying, hey, don't take your children to see this movie.
Or if you do, be aware, it is R-rated
it's
for a very good reason.
Rated R.
Yeah.
Not R-matey, but R.
Yeah.
It's a hard R.
Oh, yeah, it's a red R.
It's
it was
a
like,
hard R.
It's totally a
hard
R.
Totally a hard R.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hard to Ryan Reynolds.
A hard, yeah. hard D and a hard R.
A hard D, a hard R.
Anyways.
Lots of titties.
Yeah, that was
mainly
the reason for that rating, but...
Is the titties?
I think so.
Or Ryan Reynolds.
Well, the language.
It was language, yeah.
Well, I mean,
language
like,
is pretty heavy.
Well,
that
the language,
pussy.
Obviously, but, I mean, for the nudity thing, I mean, like, Ryan Reynolds, I mean, that was kind of a short part, if anything.
Yeah.
Short. Anyways.
Oh, man, you just keep bringing it right back, didn't
yeah,
you?
Know,
you said it was hard, now you're saying it's short.
It was hard, though.
Anyway.
It was hard.
Oh, wait, it was pretty flaccid at that point. I mean, it was getting cooked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like, how hard can you
poor,
say?
Poor Ryan Reynolds junk.
Well,
the viewers at home to see
the viewers at home
to see the faces on everybody is just fantastic.
I think anyways,
brought up a lot
a
of
little,
dick tonight.
A little bit of different subject on that. I think the reason that so many people did that is they're kind of trying
to... We need
to
find a guy named Richard and bring him on the show.
Oh.
Therefore, we can make
all
the
dick
jokes
that
we needed.
There you go. There you go.
Just to get it out of our system.
Oh, man. I don't have any Richard friends, though. I don't think.
I don't have a Richard friend either.
I'm going to start checking at work.
But he doesn't like being called Dick. I don't know.
What?
30 seconds, no more dick. 30 seconds, no more dick. Dumb
but
dick.
There's.
Anyways.
No one's seen Dick Tracy?
Yeah.
Just like
the movie that's completely based on
Al Pacino. How are we
going to
keep talking about this?
On a different subject.
That's what the subject is called. Civil War. It's going to be called Civil War, Local Events, and Dick.
And we should and just dick. Title this podcast Dick.
Ryan Reynolds
lots
Dick.
Lots of Dick.
Lots and lots of Dick.
Lots and lots of Ryan Reynolds Dick.
Yeah. Well, just Dick in general.
And Dick in general.
Because clown boners.
Clown boners.
Oh, shit, that's right. Yeah, but that was before we started.
I know.
We've
been talking
before.
A lot about Dick.
And you just had to drag it on in.
Yeah, drag it on in. Get it?
Oh,
we are just connecting the dots here. Illuminati
everyone.
Confirmed.
Half-Life 3 confirmed.
Half-Life 3 confirmed.
Trigger. Oh, my God. Trigger.
I love it. Introductions.
Oh,
anyway,
man.
So
Deadpool.
What was the point of bringing up
the people bringing children?
Oh yeah,
yeah. Which I think it's kind of like that shift
off of that, getting back onto it.
I feel like it's kind of that shift of irresponsibility that a lot of parents are having now. It's the people are, you know, bringing their kids to R-rated movies and being like, "Hey, like, why is this so
violent?"
Yeah, like. They're like,
there's a
kind of like
we
how
the rating system.
Yeah, like kind of like how they're like, well, why are these games so violent? It's like it's not meant for your child.
Yeah, that's
you're not
why
supposed
you don't let
to
your
be
child play.
Showing
you're not supposed to be getting rated M games for your children.
Yeah, like it's like they're trying to go through and be like, we need to ban
parents
all this stuff
in
Grand Theft Auto and
all
these other
parents.
It's like, how about just learn what your children are playing and then say, oh, well, that's bad. We shouldn't let you play it.
Yeah.
I would give this to my mother. Is when I bought Diablo when I was 12, Diablo was rated M.
Oh, yeah.
And she goes, what is this game about? It's rated M. Why are we buying it? I'm just like, I told her what was in it. I'm like, this is what the game is about. And she goes, and you know it's fake? I'm like, oh, absolutely. All right, go for it. And that's all it took.
Yeah.
Dude,
I had to do that for two other games. I had to do that for Parasite Eve and also, God, what was the name of that other game? GTA 3. I had to explain those.
My parent, my grandparents got Mortal Kombat. And remember, Mortal Kombat
My parents did not allow Mortal Kombat into my house until I was 17.
The first M-rated game.
And it was because the rating system exists because of Mortal Kombat.
The rating system for games exists because of Mortal Kombat.
Yes.
Because, oh my god, Mortal Kombat was amazing. You would fight people and, like, my uncle knew the extra blood cheat.
Wait, which uncle?
My Uncle Dave.
Oh yeah. I thought you were going to say Uncle Guy.
No, not Uncle Guy. No, my Uncle Dave. Keith knows Uncle Dave.
Yep.
But he knew the extra blood sheet, and that was fun. Because we would put in the extra blood sheet, and we would just be like, oh, look, it was like Quentin Tarantino levels of blood in that game.
Gosh.
It was fantastic. And that's the kind of stuff, like, when I grew up with that, like, I knew that that wasn't, you know, real life. Like, nobody has that much blood in their bodies. Like, I knew that. So it was okay.
Especially when you get to Mortal Kombat 3 and you do brutalities, and you're like, there are 17 leg bones, 20 ribs. What's going on with this person?
No, but like, that's how it was. And, you know, that's one of the things is my, like, when I was growing up, my parents... They were like, oh, well, I mean, we knew. Everybody, you know, they knew. They followed, they, you know, tried to follow what I did.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew about it. You know? They knew what shows I was watching. They knew what movies I was watching. Because they watched that kind of stuff. Why is it that people these days, you know, kids these days are allowed to be on Call of Duty?
Bless me.
Oh,
and say
God.
That they fucked my mom last night.
Well, they did.
Did you just say kids these days?
Kids these days.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Get off my lawn, you young whippersnappers. What are you doing in here? Get out of here.
Get out of here.
But, I mean, if you think, like, the last time we played Call of Duty, there was a kid telling us that.
Yeah, and
it was Black Ops 3, which
like,
is
I fucked your mother. I'm like, number one, she's dead, so ew.
But that doesn't work. That doesn't work because kids these days are so disgusting. They go, oh yeah, well, still,
still, well, if that fucking dead people is your thing, go for it. You know, that's what you need to throw at them.
I know.
I mean,
I know.
Even though if your mother's not dead, you'd still say that, and that's how you'd like pain them. It's just like. They just made themselves look like a necrophiliac.
But it's like...
I mean, if they're into that, I'm not going to, you know, judge, but that's ew.
You see that.
I'm not
going to
judge, but ew.
The one time that we got drunk when we played Halo with that one guy?
Yeah, and that
the guy
that's
with the 5-year-old kid? Yeah.
Like a good parent. Like,
there was he was like, hey, watch it. Like, my son's 5 years old, or my son is playing. He's like 6 years old or something.
Yeah, because we were like, hey, who in here is like a going to play school? Because we heard this little squeaky voice.
And like, hit puberty, oh, kid.
Like, wow.
We were drunk.
Yeah. Well, and okay.
As soon as he said, oh, that's my kid. And we were like, oh, well, he's playing with his father. There's like nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
it's the parent knows what's going on.
Well, exactly.
They're you know,
they're being involved. They're involved.
It's when the parents are going and being like, I'm not going to look at these ratings and then.
Like, I'm just going to, you know, I just
remember, though, thinking, like, oh, thank God I didn't say, like, a number of the things that I was thinking of saying, though. Because the kid was actually really little.
Wow.
Oh, man.
That doesn't surprise me yet again.
Real quick, I'm going to yank us back here.
Okay, we're just draw us in.
Draw us in. I got two other cool things that we can talk about real quick.
Okay, cool.
First off, I do want to mention this right now, is that we have the Broadway in Tucson on March 28th, Monday, at 7:30 p.m. at Centennial Hall. Is going to be the Star Trek The Ultimate Voyage 50th Anniversary Concert Tour.
Whoa. Huh. And what exactly are they doing? Is it like an orchestra or like what?
It's the it looks like here that it's music.
Hmm. Nice.
So the music of Star Trek for the 50th anniversary, and that's going to be here in Tucson.
That's pretty cool.
So that's pretty cool because there were some awesome tracks.
In
some of the Star Trek, but so I'm going to throw that out. Also, who here knows of Dave and Buster's?
Yes,
kind of. I've never been there, but I know.
They're coming to Tucson.
Ooh, really?
About
they're bringing. They Dave got
approved.
Busters.
They got approved for their liquor license to open up on the east side.
Really? Ooh. Where at?
Near Interstate 10 and Keno Parkway.
Oh, that's like
mid. That's south side.
Okay. Yeah, well, they're saying east side, but you know that's.
That's all right.
They're saying east.
Close enough.
For those that are familiar with that area, that should be in there near the. The
Spectrum,
or Costco,
the Spectrum place.
Yeah,
or is it called Spectrum? No, I-19 is called Spectrum.
No, Spectrum's all the way out there on I-19 and everything. Yeah. It's like the.
It's where the Costco is.
Yeah,
the bridges.
It's the bridges. Marketplace.
Exactly. That's exactly where they said it was going to be around.
Yeah, it's the Tucson Marketplace.
So there it's going to be right Tucson Marketplace. That's exactly it. That's where they're going to be. The 1400 section.
What bridges are 1400? Over there?
Yeah.
Like 1400 East.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. That should be just like just east of the Walmart then.
So there we go.
Yeah. What bridges are over there?
I don't know. The
bridges. Like it's no, actually
the bridges.
There's the bridge that goes over from I-10 passing over all the
roads. Oh yeah, it's and then the aviation freeway up on the north side of it.
The aviation highway.
And the new bridge that
you are drinking too much of that alcohol.
22nd, which is just north of there.
Wait, am I really that bad?
So
I said aviation.
I mean,
you said aviation.
I said
so
aviation.
If you're gonna call something in this town the bridges, then that would be
that
the area.
That would be the area.
With all the bridges nearby.
Yeah, which is it's. I mean, it's. The general area, but that place.
But that's where Dave and Buster's is going to be built.
You got some holy socks.
Which, these are +2 to shadow defense, so they're my defense against the dark arts.
Blessed by Pope Benedict the of the eggs.
Pope Benedict of the eggs. Yes.
Have you ever had eggs Benedict?
No. You ask me this every time I say no.
I had scotch eggs for the first time today, and they were freaking delicious.
Oh, speaking of, pretty soon, our favorite holiday is coming up.
Hey, it's going to be St. Patty's Day!
Oh,
that's right!
And for those of you who aren't aware, I'm actually a ginger, so I'm going to be the person that's coming around and stealing your gold!
Wait a minute. Just because you're ginger doesn't mean you're Irish, but are you Irish?
I am part Irish.
You are part Irish.
Yeah, it's kind of like...
Sort of Irish.
Scotch-Irish, right? Or... No,
it's that Irish, should German. Never happen because the Scots and the Irish hate each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be like,
Scotland would be
half
great.
Half Irish and half Scottish to be like, who did it so we can kill them?
Except for I'm Scotch-Irish.
That's you're like a weird hodgepodge.
I'm a hodgepodge of everything. Like
someone in there like, had to like mix and go somewhere else.
Part so that they were like, okay, Mexican, we can get the Irish, like Irish and Scotch, and a bit of German splashed in there somewhere. That was the wrong terminology for that.
Yes, it was.
A bit of German splashed in there somewhere. Wow.
Well,
moving on.
Yeah, Mongolian. Like,
I have a little bit of orange chicken
or
in
not.
Me. I don't know.
It's either Mongolian or more Mexican than what I am, because my Nana never told us what she was.
What are you?
What am I, Grammy?
Well,
you're half chorizo, half spaghetti.
That's the kind of stupid stuff she would say. She wouldn't let us know. She never told anybody. For all
so
we
she
know,
was like the keeper of the family books, and she'd be like, I'm not telling anyone.
We don't know where she was born. Like, we don't know if she was Mongolian or if she was Mexican.
Maybe she's taking the secret.
I think you could tell the difference between Mongolian and Mexicans.
No, because she looked Mongolian.
Well, then she was Mongolian.
She also looked Mexican.
She, what?
Mongolian.
So she was
well,
a half.
She was both.
So she was a Mongolian.
Yeah, what if she's both?
She's a Mongol.
Who knows?
Mexican? A Mongexican? How do you say that?
She
or
was
a Mexigolian?
Yeah.
A Mexigolian!
Mexigolian! There you go.
Yeah, she was a Mexigolian.
I don't know. It's something.
I like
I mean,
that.
We couldn't figure it out.
Yeah, there's a place in town that's a food truck, actually, that's like a
half Mongolian.
A Mexigolian!
It's like Mexican and Asian.
We sell authentic Mexigolian.
it's called like
authentic.
Bam 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 or something?
Mini chicken
egg
bam.
Rolls.
No, it's like a Asian-Mexican fusion. I've been wanting to try it, but every time I see it, it's like driving, and I'm like, come back!
Well, it's
that's
better than
man,
the
I would
trucks.
Love
the plant
like,
of the grapes food
some chorizo egg rolls.
I always,
oh, man.
See, that was
carne
like,
asada,
that
you
was,
know, egg foo young.
Oh, man,
that was always the worst thing about driving for a sun man is seeing that
rice.
Planet of the Crepes
yeah.
food truck. And not being able to take a picture of it because it is the weirdest logo of all time. The three-legged baby. Why do they have a three-legged baby on their... Why is it called Planet of the Crepes and it has a picture of the baby on the side?
I'm going to look this up and see if I can actually see this on the internet.
Yeah, because why?
Seriously, the logo for Planet of the Crepes
was
the weirdest thing.
Maybe they were too close to, you know, Chernobyl or Nagasaki or something like that.
No, they were based on Mount Lemmon.
I'm based on Mount Lemmon. Did we drop a bomb on Mount Lemmon?
Something. I don't know. There was a plane crash up there.
I got their website, but it doesn't have a picture of the baby.
Because they probably got rid of it because
people
why?
Like, why?
Why?
Like, what's going on here? What
but,
is this?
But why male models?
What?
So, we covered a lot.
Yeah.
How far are we in?
We are currently an hour and 4 minutes and 44
oh,
seconds.
Perfect. It's a perfect time to call our podcast then.
Well, I would like to call it This Is Awesome.
Yay! That was fun. I want to do it again.
Let's do it now.
Hello.
And welcome to the 50th podcast.
Oh, yeah.
We'll just roll right in. Welcome to the 50th podcast.
Hey. Wait. I haven't said thanks for watching on our...
Oh, there it is.
Wait, I'll...
Oh, do you find it? Did you see it?
There's a three-legged baby.
Oh, we've got to... Like,
all right, so everyone, make sure that you
make sure you
Google search Planet of the Crepes.
Go to their Facebook page.
No,
go to their Facebook page, and you will see.
We'll put it up on our Instagram.
We'll put it on our Instagram.
Yeah,
of the three-legged baby.
Of the three-legged baby
on their food
because
truck.
It's like the weirdest thing. Like you
but I
look
their
at
food
it.
Is amazing though.
There's the baby.
Oh my
and
gosh!
What
yeah.
That?
Whoa!
What
I
is
totally
that?
Like
whoa! I totally
okay.
see the baby.
I have never seen the logo before.
It's
I didn't
the weirdest
it like
logo.
That.
Let me
I
see.
Pictured
let me see,
the leg
see.
At least being like the same size as the other.
Yeah,
shirt.
There it is.
Why?
Why do they do?
Or there's a dog behind him.
No, that's no moon.
Like,
that's no dog. That's a third leg.
That's
too small to be a third leg.
And it's like a creepy little gimp leg, too.
Or
it's like one of those twins.
Or it's Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds dick.
Well, on that note,
on that note,
we must end for tonight. It was a great podcast.
A great podcast.
Thanks for listening,
Crater Maker and Starving Cartoonist, for being our special guests tonight.
You're welcome.
And it sounds like that they probably want to come back again.
Oh yeah. That may be kind of the liquor talking, but it is mostly me talking
about
if you
want to
come back.
Okay.
So,
that's right.
And thanks for everyone else.
As always. Thanks for watching.
Bye-bye! Clown penis.
This has been a presentation of Front Row Geeks. Adios.